Excitement's mounting in the build-up to the big game on Saturday, Andy.
It is, Andy. To be fair, really looking forward to it. I know there's been a lot of effort put into the setup now. Being about Winter Park here at the minute, there's been loads of things behind the scenes going on that really trying to maximise the occasion. And you know, as a player, it's amazing being a part of it. Having said that, you try to keep everything as normal as possible, because from a playing perspective, it's just like another game. For your preparations, you're still preparing the same Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. You're still eating the same. You're still thinking the same. So it's another game in terms of a player perspective. So you want to try and keep things normal. But you know, I do know the importance of the game and how wonderful it is to be a player, supporter, or member of any club.
It's a big game, but there's a belief and there's a strong mood in the camp that we can win the cup, which is what it's all about at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think when Linfield Football Club sets out objectives at the start of every year, it's to win trophies. And, you know, anybody who pulls on the Linfield jersey believes the exact same thing, that it's there for us to win. You know, the squad's very confident. We've been performing very well recently. However, we do understand it's a one game that anything could happen. You know, we will, you know, prepare as best we can. We'll organise everything, you know, tactically. It's just up to the players now to go out over the white line and perform. And I mean, you know, all we can do is manage, control the controllables and control what we can control. And we're just, you know, fully confident and hope the right outcome happens. And we need a bit of luck on the day as well, because like I said, to answer the question, you know, it is a one day and anything could happen. But, you know, from our perspective, as long as we can manage our sort of point of view well, then we'll hope for a positive outcome.
We know all about the history. We've won this 40 plus times, you know, the Peter Thompsons, all the greats have, you know, won this cup. It's a chance for modern day players to write their name in the history book of this great club, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take, whether it's a goalkeeper making a fantastic save, whether it's a defender defending, or a midfield striker scoring the goals. You know, like I said, I've watched the Irish Cup most years I can remember in my lifetime, whether it is a Peter Thompson brace to beat the Glens, and or whether it's even myself scoring goals in finals before. It's a very special day, and it takes a very special moment to win the Irish Cup. So we'll be looking for somebody, anybody, to be a hero, and you know, hopefully we'll be left in the Irish Cup at Windsor Park, at our home ground, in front of our very loyal supporters.
Everyone's talking about Kevin Braniff on the other side. You know, we've plenty of match winners in our team. Yourself, 30 plus goals. Burnsy, 27. Paul Smith. Whoever selected, we've match winners right across our team, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. We've match winners all over the pitch, and we've shown how much of a strength we are in front of goal. You know, it's going to, with full respect to Navan, they're a very attacking side. They're a formidable opposition, but you know, we have a massive squad of very talented players, and you know, it's going to take that on the day, handling the occasion, and again, just that one hero who can do it. And we're hoping that's where in the Blue of Linfield, and you know, I've every confidence that we'll have. Like I said, it's going to be a struggle just to get into this team and start 11 for Saturday, never mind the squad. So within those 16 players plus, then with so much ability there that can see us over the line.
You're the captain of this team. It must be the ultimate dream to dream of lifting the Irish Cup at Windsor Park on Saturday. What would it mean to you?
You know, yes, you've nailed it in the head there. It's a dream, and something I'll not let myself get too carried away, because I want to keep, you know, normality. I know it's maybe quite boring, but you know, it is a dream. To lift the Irish Cup as captain at Windsor Park would be everything. But I'm going to keep that in the back burner and concentrate on the task ahead, because it's a long way off, and I don't want to sort of excite myself too much about it. I want to control my emotion and just try and give it my best first and foremost as a team player in this squad, and everything after that. So as much as it's a dream, and much as it sounds so nice as you said there now, it gives me goosebumps. I also want to, you know, maintain and sort of maintain focus of what the job in hand is.
We're on a great run, and you know, if we can win this last game of the season, it would give us a real good platform for next season for an assault on the big one, wouldn't it?
It would, and like I said, the couple of younger players in the squad, once you get that that major trophy, it gives you confidence first and foremost to go on and challenge, but it also gives you that hunger when you feel the lifting the cup, when you feel the success that comes with it, you want more, and you desperately want more, and you have that grip between your teeth, and when you experience it, you want it so much, and it would be great for this club. I think our supporters who suffered a couple of lean years there, you know, everybody about the club knows players we feel responsible, one really delivered for them. As you say, it would take us to the next level to give us everything that we need to challenge. But like I said, it's one game, and we don't want to think about the afterwards or the outcomes just yet. You know, there's so much preparation has to go into the game first and foremost, and also we'll have to turn up and perform on the day. So everything after can wait till after, and you know, we'll remain focused on the job in hand.
It goes without saying, it's the dream of thousands of people, Linfield orientated, who'll be here, that they'll see you lifting the cup on Saturday. So on behalf of everybody, Andy, you have the best wishes of thousands of blue men and blue women and blue children. So all the very best for Saturday's big game.
No, thank you very much, Andy. And obviously I want to thank the continued support that the blue men and women have given us. And you know, even the messages I'm getting on social media, even chatting to people everywhere I go at the minute in Northern Ireland, there seems to be blue men or blue women. And you know, the support is fantastic, and the players really, really feel it. And you know, when we're talking amongst ourselves, the one thing we want to do is deliver success for the supporters first and foremost, and the club. And you know, that will be our focus. And as much as ourselves, the players, we want to win it, we want to do it for everybody representing the club and supporters. So, we'll give it our full best.
All the very best, Andy.
Thank you very much.